and that is on tourism. Specifically, the bailout that the tourism minister had earmarked for tourist operators. Remember around April last year, as the pandemic was rolling out, the National Command Council, Coronavirus Command Council, said, look, in your respective sectors, you'll see some relief coming through. There was a 200 million rand fund put aside in the tourism ministry for tourist operators. What former Minister of Tourism, Mamoloko Kubangubani, attached to this was a criterion of black economic empowerment compliance. And only really gave around money in that regard. This fight has been going since then. Anton van der Bijl, head of Labour Legal Department of Solidarity, joins me to discuss the success of their pushback on that. The Supreme Court of Appeal yesterday ruling that, in fact, what she did was unlawful. Anton, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you this morning?
Morning, Refilwe. Fine, thanks. And you?
Excellent. So talk to us about the specific errors in law that were applied by the judge Plaskett.
Yes. So, yeah, it's quite technical, so I'm going to try to narrow it down to a few issues. The argument from our side was you sit with a disaster management situation and the Disaster Management Act, and then you sit with the Black Economic Empowerment Act. And what the minister did is she used the Disaster Management Act to give funds to the tourism sector, but she used black economic empowerment criteria in terms of the funding given in terms of the Disaster Management Act. And what the court says is you cannot do this. You sit with two different acts and two different requirements and statutory obligations, and you cannot conflate the two. You cannot use the Disaster Management Act and then BE criteria on that specific fund. So, yeah, the court in essence said it was illegal. You cannot interchange the two and use the requirements of the Black Economic Empowerment Act.
Right. So, in other words, the Disaster Management Act's purpose is very singular, and that is rescue.
That is precisely that.
And you can't pursue another, which is the expansion of black economic participation in the economy. It doesn't. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's precisely what the Disaster Management Act's purpose is. It's to look at the disaster and any intervention by the government must be to help in the disaster situation. So there's two different purposes. The Black Economic Empowerment Act is purpose is transformation. And you sit with the Disaster Management Act, whose purpose is to help in disaster situations. So the minister didn't use the right act to ensure that transformation takes place.
For all of those tourism businesses that were rejected, I mean, is there any kind of recourse?
Unfortunately, that money has been paid. There were a lot of tourism companies that received the 50,000 rand in terms of the funding, and that money has been used. So that fund has been depleted. There's no more money in that specific fund. So technically, the minister should, in terms of the judgment yesterday, which says the actions is illegal, the consequences thereof is also illegal. So technically, she should sue all the companies that received that 50,000 rand. But the reality is that that fund has been depleted. The money has been used. So, unfortunately, we don't foresee that there will be monies coming back to the tourism sector or to the Department of Tourism. So there's other funds that companies can use, but that specific fund has been depleted.
And certainly, suing those companies would be unfair. They didn't ask for her criteria, and arguably they would have been in need as well. But would it be? Is there maybe room for us to consider another 200 million? That is open.
I hope so. At the end of the day, the disaster doesn't see color or race. Everyone is affected by it, and yeah, hopefully the minister and the department wakes up and says, yeah, this is a universal problem. And everyone needs help. So hopefully they open up another fund which is not based on race and the like, and that everyone can receive monies based on their needs.
I want to believe that's as close to justice as we can probably get in this particular situation. Thank you so much, Anton, and congratulations to you on this finding. Anton van der Bijl, head of the Labour Legal Department for Solidarity.